show's over. Turn it back around. Probably something more interesting over that way.
But Arbiter friend?
Thank you. Oh, it's still warm.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Not!
I'm sorry. Did you mean to suck?
But Arbiter friend! This crap!
Arbiter, you are my hero.
Chief, you may be the dumbest best man I've ever met.
You had me the hero, huh? Well, now you're dead. Now you're a dead hero. And you're actually forgotten. I can't even remember your name.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Halo Lorecast, a.k.a. the podcast that has been dead for 8 months. Wow. Some of you might be looking for an explanation, and lucky for you, I don't have one. No, I'm kidding. I have plenty of explanations. So, as you know, Halo Infinite has kind of been... It's fun. It's fun. Oh, right. But it has been a dumpster fire. You could argue that it's still in a beta, even though the campaign was great. I thought it was amazing. The core gameplay is great. I feel like customization is like right there, and microtransactions just aren't the shit. And we've been knowing this for a while, and it almost seems like it's a Battlefront 2 scenario. Kind of really feels like that. You know, I'm like this close to crafting the perfect Spartan, but I gotta pay behind a paywall because it's a live service game for a game that's not really alive anymore. But I do want to keep kind of like the positivity a little bit. It has some good things. However, when we started covering it, I knew that it wouldn't go far. I knew that every roadmap we had was basically subject to change, and that the development and the continuing development of the game would be extremely, extremely hard and frustrating to cover. So I kind of just gave up, kind of sold my Xbox and just said, fuck it. Just fuck it. Why even try? You love the game. However, it's got so many fucking issues that maybe it's not fun covering it. And my friend gave me my Xbox back because he didn't want it 8 months later, which is a damn shame. But he's for like 45 years old. It's completely fine. And I started playing Halo Infinite, and I'm like, man, this game's fun. But again, Season 2, the end of Season 1, missed all that shit, even though I completed the Battle Pass. And now we're on Season 2. And I have no idea what the fuck's going on, which is great because I'm a filthy casual and I'm not a pro Halo player or a pro Lorecast guy. As some of you know, and as some of the Spotify reviews probably reflect, 4.1 stars. Come on, guys. You got to do better than that. And, you know, I tried selling my Halo books. I really did because I was just like, maybe I just don't want to do it anymore. And when I got into Halo Infinite, I was like, man, this is fun. It's just fun. And I kind of forgot about all the dumb shit involved with it. And I just wanted to kind of have fun because life's been a struggle. These last 8 months have been hell, literal hell. I feel like we're catching up from COVID times, like 2019 to 2022. We've had the last 3 years kind of crammed in our face for the last eight months, which is fucking pathetic. It sucks. And I'm tired of it. Can we never do this ever again? I greatly appreciate it. And on top of that, Tom and I were covering books. Now, if you don't know, Tom is a part of Clonecast. And Clonecast is a great Star Wars podcast. And they are so good at what they do over there. And it was busy for him. He's kind of like in the same boat as I, where it's like, man, we have so many different things that we love, and we try to fit it in our schedule. It never works, and then, boom. It just ends, you know, and he was working two jobs, and he was busy on Clonecast and, like, full-time collector of Star Wars stuff. So, if anything, I completely understood it. And, you know, when Tom told me, he was basically like, I hope you can continue doing this, because Tom's genuinely a good guy. I like talking to Tom a lot, and, you know, since then, everybody's kind of gone their separate ways. It's not what it was, and that's okay. That's okay to an extent. I've been super busy. sick a lot, you know, dealing with a toddler who's almost three, dealing with the effects of COVID and how that's affected the current, like, market that I'm in. And it's been rough. It's been very rough. But, you know, I was playing Halo Infinite and I was reminded of, like, Tom and I's conversation before the Dallas Cowboy playoff game in January, which Dallas lost, by the way. Went to that game. They lost, of course. Haha, everybody knows. They suck. And I was thinking, man, I just love Halo, and I miss it, and I think I might do some episodes on it. I think I might cover some books, and I think it's just going to be me by myself. And if you liked that, then guess what? You'll get that. If you didn't like that, that's perfectly acceptable. There's a million different other podcasts. But this will be about the Halo lore. I know we left off of Silentium. I feel like there's at least 2 billion videos online that can cover Silentium in a better, more productive way than I ever could. Because this podcast was never really about being super educational. You know, I think Halo canon out there, I think they're taking a hiatus, but they do have plenty, plenty of videos, and I highly recommend them. And this was always about the fun. It was never really about, you know, being a stickler for some of these things. I even had Ben come on for the multiplayer review, and we talked about that way back then. So I think this is just going to be a fun thing going forward. I don't have a set schedule yet. I do have the Twitter page back up. Because how am I supposed to talk with y'all if I don't have Twitter? It'll be Halo_Lorecast, and that's where you can kind of find me. I don't know. We're kind of in a position where when Halo Infinite launched, the hype was unreal. This podcast took off, and I'm not expecting it to take back off because numbers are down, and I'm not expecting anybody to listen. But in the very least, I just wanted to express my feelings and thoughts about how much I love Halo and how much of a toxic relationship I have with it, and how kind of profound life is when it kind of just kind of fucks you in the ass like that for 8 months repeatedly. So, yeah, I have no set schedule. The schedule will probably be released on Twitter. And go ahead and follow that Halo Lorecast page and everything will be up to date on there. Like I said, I'm not going to finish Silentium. I feel like that's sacred treasure between Tom and I, and I don't think I could do it by myself. Too many touching memories. So I probably move forward from there. There's a lot of books to cover. There's a lot of stuff in Halo Infinite. Like, do y'all want me to cover like the Halo Infinite story, or do y'all want me to do the books? I know the vast majority of people who play the Halo games do not read the books. So that might be something that's intriguing, but I don't know. It's really up to y'all. But at the end of the day, if nobody gives a shit, nobody gives a shit. Don't forget to follow the Twitter page, and hopefully we can finish this fight, or crawl to the finish line, or, you know, more reasonable goals. Finish a book. Finish a chapter. How about that? Yeah, that works.